chant Vishnu Sahasranam? Oh, for this one, probably. Okay, turn the light on. Do that. Name number 50. So this means I have been through 5% out of this. Vishvakarma. So this is well, at least Hindus, they all know this name, I think, even now. You've heard the name Vishvakarma, right? Vishvakarma. But generally, when we say the name Vishvakarma, we don't think of Vishnu. Right? Vishvakarma is the demigod of the artisans, just like carpenters and smiths, like goldsmiths. And on the day of, I don't know in Tamil Nadu, but in the rest of India, because the culture is a little different. Once a year there's Vishvakarma Puja, in which all the artisans means like people who work with instruments like that, carpenters, goldsmiths, blacksmiths, silversmiths, coppersmiths, maybe, I'm not sure if farriers come under that, but there are no farriers left anyway nowadays. So all kinds of that. Potters, maybe. No, they have their own god. So anyway, he's the god of that work. So they all have a day off on Vishvakarma Puja, and they clean their premises, and they clean their instruments, like chisels and hammers, and they worship them as the instrument of Vishvakarma. Vishvakarma manifested in their instruments. But Vishvakarma is, so yeah, he's well known as the architect of the demigods. That's how Srila Prabhupada describes him. But as with all these demigod names, the original is Vishnu himself. So Vishvakarma, Vishva means the universe, or all that exists. And karma means work. So Vishvakarma means he that does all work, or everything is affected by him. At the same time, he doesn't work. He's not working. Vishnu doesn't work in the same way that we do. Whatever he wants done is done automatically by his potencies. Parasya shakti vividhaiva shruyate swabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. By his potencies, whatever he desires is affected. He has no work to do. Name karma ni name karma ni limpanti name karma pale spriha. He is not attached to performing any work, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, and nor does he desire the fruit of any work. So when we say that the work of the universe, all work is affected by him, that doesn't mean that he has to undergo any effort to do anything. But nevertheless, it is affected by him. Also that the universe is created by him. So he is the creator of the universe. He's the agent of all actions that happen within the universe, as the saying goes, not a blade of grass can move without his sanction. And this is described by the commentators that all the work of the universe is done actually through his agents. Specifically, the creation of the universe is effected by Brahma, but as Bhagavatam describes, Brahma himself comes from Vishnu, The universe itself comes from Vishnu. And the ability to create the universe, which is invested in Brahma, well, it's invested by Vishnu. So, the original doer, that's another name which will come later in Vishnu Sahasranama, Adi Karta. The original doer is Vishnu. So, this Vishvakarma means he's the one who accomplishes everything. Everything is accomplished by him. All working, all doer, all creator, all worker, but at the same time, he's not working. So that is contradictory to say that everything, he does all work, but he does nothing. And people get bewildered when they hear such statements, but such statements are perfectly applicable to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the materialists cannot understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and even the scientists can't understand the nature of the universe, and the Western scientists can't understand, because they presume that everything should be understandable. But when you understand that contradictions are inherent, then you don't try to understand it any further. Just like for 100 years or so now in science, they've been stuck with a paradox of waves or particles. But the Vedic understanding to approach this is, you don't have to resolve it. There's no, they're stuck for 100 years with the progress of science, can't go any forward further, because is it a wave or is it a particle? But the Vedic approach would be to say, well, it doesn't matter at all. That both things are true, even though each perception nullifies the other, but still both things are true. If you say it's a particle, it can't be a wave. If you say it's a wave, it can't be a particle. But both things are true, and they can't work it out. But in Vedic understanding, no problem. It's just a matter of perspective, that's all. That contradictions are inevitable, inherent, and the contradiction only comes from our limited ability to understand. That we think that everything should be should fit into the boxes that we've created in our minds. But reality is not forced to do so. The nature of reality is not that, just the whole approach to understanding is that, you know, we should understand everything in what they consider to be a rational manner. So their whole thinking process, the problem is not in, the problem is in their thinking process. So, Vishvakarma, he does everything, he does nothing. Both statements are completely true. So if you say he does nothing, it's absolutely true. If you say he does everything, it's absolutely true. He does everything through the agency of Brahma and the other demigods. So, this name then, this follows from, we just had the, in Vishnu Sahasranam, the name Amara Prabhu was just there, meaning that he's the lord of the, or the master of the demigods. So that he creates or effects the act, it creates and then effects the activities of the universe through the demigods. So this name follows from the name Amara Prabhu. The two names are connected like that. Okay, I said I wouldn't speak long this morning, so I don't want to contradict myself. And Hare Krishna, unless there's any question.
One question in connection with the previous lecture. that you said that we should not retire. My question is, that is correct. That is very
we should not retire.
Yeah, but at the same time, older generation should give some space.
The older generation should give some space. Retire, yeah.
So, please.
Retire means administratively, yeah, can retire, but in terms of preaching, don't have to. I retired from management at the age of, how old was I then? It must be, well, it's about 30. After a not very momentous career in management, I thought, well, if I don't do it, someone else will do it. But I didn't retire from activity. So, can go on preaching. To be active doesn't mean that you crush everyone else and squash them out.
Even in preaching, there is some domination over the zone.
Domination over the zone, not giving others a chance. Yeah, well, the preaching field is always expanding, so should be. So there's always plenty of room. I guess if I wasn't here, you'd have more chance to give lectures. So, well, I send you out. If you don't want to hear all the time, well, you can go out and speak. Find some place, find some people. So. Yeah, it may be that the devotees, it's like if the senior preachers or whatever you want to call them, they're old and they're still preaching, and then there are other preachers. There may be devotees who are preaching who are very competent to do so even at an early age. They may be more competent in some ways than those who are older. So, yeah, let them. They should be encouraged and let them go out and do it. That sometimes happens because of seniority, that those who are given a chance to speak are maybe not so empowered in doing so as those who are junior in terms of age and seniority. That may be there also. But like I say, it's a big world. So, if those who are capable of preaching, they're not getting the field to do so, then they can go somewhere else. Right now, we're not suffering from having too many preachers. We're suffering from lack of preachers. So we're looking forward to that day when there are so many preachers of Krishna consciousness that we have to, we have to find some dog or chicken to preach to, because all the humans are being preached to already. But we're a long way from that right now. So we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.